Welcome to the Delling Pod with me, James Dellingpole. And as you know, I love all my podcasts, but the latest one is particularly exciting. It's with Professor Dolores Cahill. Now, you may have seen her interviewed already, and she's an absolute cracker. She's a lockdown skeptic. She's an immunologist from University College Dublin. And she is very, very skeptical about the lockdown policy, and she is very pro hydroxychloroquine as a treatment, and zinc, which she says is the solution. We needn't wait for a vaccine. She's got lots more of exciting, contentious stuff to say. And if you want to listen to the podcast sooner rather than later, please subscribe to my Patreon. I call it the Café Dellingpole because it's a community of like-minded folk where the music is great and the coffee is excellent and the chat is first rate. So please subscribe to my Patreon. It's at Patreon James Dellingpole, obviously. So join the Café Dellingpole where everyone has fun. Thank you.
There was a paper from the US Army published about a vaccine that they gave to American soldiers in 2017, 2018. And those soldiers, some of them, when they came naturally across a coronavirus, actually had the cytokine storm and were very sick. And that paper, which was published in 2019, made the conclusion that that vaccine essentially was okay, except for the time when those soldiers came across a coronavirus again. They then had a cytokine storm. And if you look at it, there was another publication in 2012 where they had a vaccine that had coronavirus material in its ingredients. And in that publication, they found that the animals that were in that vaccine, many of them died, you know, as the test subject. And they postulated it was because of the coronavirus in the material of the vaccine. After injecting the animals, they were fine. But when those animals lived longer and naturally came across coronavirus, they had this cytokine storm and then some of them died. Okay.
Okay.
So it looks like that's why we had the deaths in Wuhan and in Bergamo, is because of the issue of, it's called viral interference between the coronavirus. So coronavirus as well, in the 2003 one, there is no vaccine against that, even though they've spent many years trying to make one. So the reason why there isn't a corona vaccine...